Mishin Lamed Vav Sev Zayin. Also, Nikla Shafila Mi Otsa Shena Nakav. Even though Mi Raisa, it's not considered Mechubar LaKarka, because it's, like we said before, it's not connected to the karka, etc. So it's not considered Shlishit Kaitzit Raisa, but it's also Mi Rabbanan. Also, Nikla Shmei Ma'alav. Wouldn't Shalsa L'Hashkei Says, Roim Shepazach Otsits. So Kaitzit is also being mashke, which is the reya zosser. Afili ma'otzis humunach bali agam kein yesh isher becholze. And the fact that it's not on the ground, the fact that it's in the air, it's in the second floor, you have a floor in between, doesn't make a difference. Okay. Shein nakuv. It's talking about otzis that doesn't have a nekuv. Ma'otzis nakuv. Not only is it also, but it's even chayiv. It takes in nutrients through the nekev. It's able to absorb the moisture from the karka through the nekev. Even if the nekev is small, even if the opening is small enough just to let out a small type of a root, which is the width is less than that of a kazayas, it's considered mechubar lekarka, and it would be chiyuv the chiyuv as well. Even if the neck is on the side, kiven shu kenegan mashatoman min hageza ba'ofer. As long as it's corresponding to where the root of the plant is in the dirt in the plant, and for sure, if it's in the bottom, corresponding to where the root is. Okay.
What does it mean for the root to be less than the width of the kazayas? What does it mean for the root to be, even if the root is less than the width of the
kazayas? It's a very, very small hole.
I think
the
size is a volume, and
that's true. But the Gemara says it in the context of a hole. The Gemara goes through a series of nafkamina, different size holes having impact on the kli in regard to hostuma, etc. One of them is called kamotzi zayas. It's large enough that the zayas would fall out. That's a width issue.
A width issue for the summit.
Yeah. So in that context, the Gemara talks about that the Kedei Sherish Katan is less than that width. Now, exactly what the width of a Kazayas is, I don't know, but whatever it is. Okay. Ches. Otzitz, pirish katzi kad shazar and sham asavim. So as opposed to a kad which is full, that it's would be like a barrel which is container which is closed on top. This is open on top, and you put dirt in there and you plant something in it. Feel enon akuv, even if the plant doesn't have a nekiv, the otzitz doesn't have a nekiv. Moving it up or down, bringing it closer to the ground, thereby increasing the amount of that it's able to absorb from the ground. It would be considered in a certain sense like being mashkit and those type of things, which would be a told of Zareya. And moving it away is diminishing that, and that'd be a form of kotzer. You're taking away from its source of growth. Okay, so lifting it up onto these yesedas, onto these poles which are holding it up, but that would be a problem. Mr. Burr, so if it's an otis nakuv, so this makes a lot of sense. You're saying that it's getting some type of benefit from the grounds, and have you, as you move it higher and away from the ground, you're diminishing that benefit, or if you move it closer, you're increasing that benefit. But if it's also, which they don't know of, we're saying that it's not considered connected to the ground, so what's the difference whether it's higher or lower? We're going to say that there is some change in the in how it's growing, not enough that it's a deraisa, but enough that at least we're rabbanan it's osir. Okay. Another way of saying it is, you know, that since by an otzitz nakav it's a raisa, because our goes by otzitz chenu nakav gzeiratu otzitz nakav, but the Mishnah doesn't say it like that. So the Sharatzion says that could be even by case of otzitz nakav is not the raisa, because there is still a yanika taking place. So the change of the yanika, if we're saying minimizing it or increasing it, is not considered a real malach or the raisa. So why, even in case of otzitz nakav, that should be true. So he says in Echanami, and he sends you back to the Mishnah Berurah. And Simchin Yabes, if he's a Afanakuva, Lehavi Elamir Rabbanan, Kimashena Masik Dabra Beno Otsis Lakarka. If there's nothing, if you didn't put anything in between which will block the Yanika, so it's still considered being Yanik. So, the Vahi, Gamma be it Sura Shesh Basabim in a Karka, Lakanepa is also Kimashi Rashi Shamasugi. I'll explain that in a second. So, see, if by Otsis Nakum, it's not the Raisa. So what's why it's a shenu nakav? V'lahachi sasam lachar v'lahach regam what's a shenu nakav? V'lahavi gzera l'gzera. Why is it a gzera l'gzera? Shum the yesh deyish ben rishon lahach be'eit afilu be'eno nakav dekunakav damya. Yesharim lehibot v'cheret tzarch lahach. Therefore, he's chayshin for both shitas. Some say that eight does not, since it itself is something which grows, is not a hefsek between the yanika and the what's inside of the cod and what's not, and some say the opposite, cheres, because it's made out of earthenware, is not a hefsek. So he's not being machmer al tzegzeira otzu otzitz nakuv. He's saying it's also because be'etzim it's a problem itself. It's only rabbanan. What's his rai? His rai because over there the loch is that a person was allowed to take a tsror to mimekaneach himself, even if it happens to have some moss growing, something growing on it. So the question is, why don't you say when you pick the moss, pick the tzror with this moss on off of the ground, so when it's on the ground, it's getting some yanika from the ground. As you take it in the air to use it, you're diminishing that. So we see, and that's mutter. We say, why is that mutter? Because it's able to be yanik through the atmosphere, through the, and therefore you're not really taking away the yanika. So then that's why we're there, it's mutter, because it would be also, you're not getting matter because it's coming to Brias, and it's a deraisa. So this cannot be something which is also a deraisa. Because whatever unique is taking place seems to be able to take place even through the air, maybe, or and if it does diminish it, we're seeing that diminishing is not called a deraisa. It's only derabanan. So for coming to Brias, they allowed it. So he's saying, applying that over here, so this has to be derabanan. Okay.
What applying what?
He's learning from over there that moving it up or down is not a deraisa. Okay. Agabi said it's memdalad. But somewhere af she'enu mafsik shum davar beino otzitz lakarka. There's nothing separating between the otzitz and the karka. So that's still aser. Kolshkinim imamido al gabi etzim al gabi begonim the yesh was a yisura. But if he takes it from the ground and puts it on top of something which is a hefsik, that for sure is a problem. That'll be a deraisa already. If he takes it off of the ground and puts it on top of something which acts as a barrier between it and the ground, that took away from its yanika. Okay, people would have this plant with a nice smelling type of grass, herbs growing in it. Shlodila minar karka l'nicha gabi ashulchan or lehepech. So taking it from, as it's on the ground, putting it on the table because you want to have the nice smelling thing on the table, but the table acts as a barrier between it and the ground. So you're dealing with a potential isidaraisa. Or vice versa, taking it from the table and putting it on the ground would be like Zareya.
So we don't have dirt floors, right? So it's none of this is not relevant for us, no?
Okay. That's an interesting question.
So it looks ish.
There is a interesting deal. There is an interesting deal. What happens when you have a floor which is merutzev? One second. Let's see if he brings it over here. Mr. Burbank's later on. It's covered with a floor.
Not just the door, then it's floor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not seeing it now right now, but I remember lean at it. I'll try and see if I can find that. I don't remember the details on it, what they say about it. I remember there was a discussion, but I don't remember the details. Theoretically, if there wouldn't be any issue of Zerei or Kertzer, those type of things, the Chara would not be a problem of Muksa either, then.
Was the Kli itself, is that Muksa?
The Kli itself, they say the Kli is a basis to the Sovim, and the Sovim are Muksa. I'm not sure the Sovim have a dinner being Muksa, since they're here to give a Reach, they're there for it to be a Basim. So they're not like, I mean, they're a sovim. They're not ilonis. Ilonis are muksa because of halpa xeris, etc., shamiyala, etc. It's grasses. So grasses are muksa because they have no tashmish, but these have a tashmish. Elamai, the problem is they're muksa because there's yisurim involved in them. If we know yisurim involved in them, I'm not sure they'd be muksa. It's just a question.
We move cut flowers, don't.
Cut flowers are not muksa. Cut flowers are not a problem.
And the whole problem is the ray goes away because it's in water? And they don't grow anymore?
Or? They don't grow anymore once they're cut. Right. I don't think there would be a... I don't think you'd have a muksa issue.
The fact that they're in dirt is not an issue.
Right. The fact that they're growing, but if there be no isser of raising and lowering, so there's no isser involved in moving them, so there are the total. So you're able to move them. So that
so from someone we quoted yesterday, I thought said that Bismarck we called this Zvimidaraisa. If it's normal to plant things this way. So we normally have flower pots. Does that make it all daraisa?
That was his argument, right? That he says that nowadays it would be the raisa.
He's not just talking about a commercial operation.
No, everything would be a flower pot also. Uh-huh. Oh, 1 second. They quote over here from a Chazon Ish on a Ritzvah Shel Evan, the Chazon Ish says it's not Yonik Minit from the Karko. And he brings from the Shevet Halevi, Rak by Ritzvah Evan Mamish. But if they're not made out of stone, if they're made out of, in other words, offer and chatzas. I mean, even if they make out of concrete, gravel, it's not masik the yaniko. Kimartepas atzman ruben offer. Okay. Okay. Yeah, but even if it's called Zerei and the thing, but that doesn't make the whole thing is usable. Right. We didn't say there's any muksa on a sabim per se. There's a muksa on a tree because of the surim which we have to mishtamish with the tree. It makes the tree muksa. If there be no isurim to mishtamish with it, it wouldn't be muksa right, necessarily. There's a muksa of Eitzim Abonim because they have no usage. They're muksa machmas gufu because they don't have a usage. But this thing is oimid to be mishtamish with. It's there to beautify the house. It has a function. So, okay. If because of going, raising it up is a problem, or bringing it down is a problem, mishum zareya. So bringing it lower will be a problem of zareya because you're increasing the anika. Okay. Oh, so now there's a room over here in Ches. A yichar shel ilon shenifshach me'erev Shabbos mina ilon uboy peiris. You took off a branch which was ripped off of the tree from before Shabbos, and it has fruits on that branch. Mutalit l'sha peiris b'mena b'Shabbos. So taking the peiris off of the branch on Shabbos is mutter. And the Bir Halacha says even if it's attached to the tree, but if it's attached to the point, take a look at Bir Halacha. Shemshem Erev Shabbos. Hanu Shenu Yochel Lichius Oida Ha'onof. Avogav Shadayin Mechubrak B'Kipos. Even though, let's say, the bark is still attached, but if the actual wood of the is no longer attached and it can't grow anymore. So it's considered detached already. So even though halachically that should be mutter, but practically that's something you want to stay away from. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Tess. A totally different. Again, the order of the Mechaber is always fascinating. Tiner Hamakaleach Mayim. We're moving away from Zareya and Kaitzer issues for a second. So you have a pipe which brings. Like a gutter, which brings water down from the gag, and it's stopped up because sholobay kakashim vasovim shesoysvim umakvim kiluchay. So you have leaves and stuff like that, which is blocking your downspouts. Umeibam yotzim mishpashim begag dolfim lebayis. So it's backing up. It's spreading out. They had flat roofs, so now the water, which is backing up onto the roof, and now it's causing it to drip into the house. So, you need to try and push the clog down to get it out of the way to allow the water to flow. So, what are you allowed to do? So, this is a tikkun that you're doing in the tzinor. So mamachon biraglov b'tzina. So they allow the person to do it to press it down with his feet, and they said that you have to do b'tzina. It shouldn't be done in a public way. The kiva the masakan ayadei shina yihu shina osel biraglov b'mokam seder lo gozer abonin. So they were matu this iser of tikkun when he does with the shinui. Okay. We're talking about the grasses over here. Everything is, nothing is, if it, it would be attached, you're dealing with possibly ripping it out as you're pressing on it with your feet. So that would be a whole different ball game. We're dealing with, it's, nothing is attached over here. So, the thing is, this is like, we're going to go back to the Lachas of Zerayin Kutcher, the next sif. That's why this is like an interesting flow of the Lachas of the Mechaber. So this is Hilchas Tikkun. He's going to step on them and sort of push it down by pushing it with his feet and get it, break the clog. The heter is to sort of like push it through, it'll come out the other end, type of a thing. But to sort of like spread it out, so that even Baraglov is going to be usur. So this is the modern version discussing your toilet, which is clogged, or your drain, which is clogged. The source of the where that we go to for this halacha is this sif over here. This is the sif which deals with that issue. Because you see that Chazal considered that a tikkun, the fact that it's clogged means it's not functioning, and you're by clearing it, you're being masakin it. So Chazal were matter to do it with a shinoi, and so one approach is to argue that this is exactly the same case, and therefore it's only mutter in a case where there's a potential hapsid, it's backing up or something of that sort, which could be a hapsid, and to do with a shinoi. The shinoi they suggest is that you want to plunge it, you use the plunger to plunge it. You can't do it the normal way. So normally you do it. You'll use your hands. You'll push it with your body or something of that sort. And that'll be the that's number one. Number two, this heter, the place in the Rabbanis, the Tshuva, etc. This all talking about it wasn't fully stopped. That would be a tikkun gomer.
If it wasn't fully stopped.
Heter is only if it's not fully stopped up, right? When it's fully stopped up and you have a real problem, we don't have a heter for you. The heter is when it is allowing some to go through, so that's not fully stopped up. That's not a full tikkun. That's why the Ramatz are doing it with the shinui. But lo yitzur, you're dealing with a case where it's really a problem, then it's really a problem, and you can't fix it. Ramosha has a tshuva where he says a case where the sink, if you have a sink which clogs regularly. So he argues the other direction. That makes it that's not considered if this is how your plumbing in your house, this is the way it works. It constantly gets stopped up. That indicates that it's not called a tikkun and a kilkul. It's called this is how your thing functions. So the more you have the problem, the more you have a heter. Right? So there's elements over here which are counterintuitive. When it's really a problem, there's no heter. It's not such a problem as a heter. The more problem it is, the better it is. You know, the less problem the common it is, the more problem it is. So it's a fascinating way you know halacha looks at it to approach it. Fine. So that's there. One of the arguments why using the plunger is mutter is that's not considered maisa uman, you know. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry can figure out how to use a plunger. Yeah, I know there's people who can't, but right? So that that itself indicates that it's not a real kilkul on the thing. You don't need my someone to fix it. So he brings over here the Minchas Yitzchak, makes that argument. So it says you should if you can use a goy, you should use the goy to do it. If not, you should do it with a shinui. So he says you would do the left hand or only one hand versus two hands. That would be options of how to do it with a shinui. Okay. Plunge your stopped up toilet.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So that's back to the issues of Zerei and Kurtz and those type of things. Yud. Hadas Mechuber. Is if you have a plant or a tree which it's not edible but it produces a nice smell, you're allowed to smell it on Shabbos. But something which is edible, so obviously you can't eat it. They'll say, listen, I don't want to eat it, I just want to smell it. And I can smell it while it's attached to the tree. But over here, there's a concern. Once you smell it again, you might decide to eat it. Whereas the hadah, and you can't eat it on the tree. So he'll be terlish to eat it. Whereas the hadas, which it's not edible at all. So your goal is to smell it, you can smell it on the tree also. There's no reason why he should rip it off. He wants to smell it. Okay, that's the mechaber. There is a mechlokes, though some argue that it's also even a case. And because the rabbi, the ikar pesaka shulchan aruch, the ikar pesaka that is mutter. Then you tell them yodoy in regards to moving it. So if it's considered elon, it's also to move. But if it's considered like the grasses, we said are mutter to move. Dinner kemoi le'el linyan konim harachim misefalim. So he said, we discussed before, if you have these konim which are rach, which are soft, and they function more like a grass than a tree, so then they're mutter. You'd be mutter to move them as well. If it has a certain amount of strength to it and functions like a tree, so then you would not be allowed to move it. But even a case where it's like a tree, you're still allowed to smell it. You're still allowed to smell it. So okay, you don't have to pull it off. You just eat it on the tree. That's also called being tailored. That's you bite it off the tree. You bit it off the tree. Now it wouldn't be chayiv because definitely it's with a shinoi. Malkuponim, it is. You cannot say that there isn't the concept of kaitzer over here. You have to be very careful about people which go into their gardens and their orchards. They take off pears and they eat them. Taking off it makes it. There's an isser tlisha. There's an isser achila afterwards. Apparently, it was a common issue to the point that Chofetz Chaim was suggesting the need to make appoint people to sort of police this issue. Okay, let's hold it here.